Chapter 1. Sweet Serenya, A Country Life, Rose. When the snow arrives in October, we love to go sledding on the hill near the ruined castle. There's a certain kind of snow that allows you to sled down the hill so fast, you feel like you are flying. It's a light, powdery snow that sparkles in the sun and falls like sifted flour when you toss it up. This isn't the best snow for snowball fights, but it's perfect for sledding. Today looks like one of those days. We take two sleds because there are eight of us kids. My father, called Tata, my older brother, Fischl, built our sleds from wood. We all love sledding. Even when a sled tips over, which always happens at some point, we roll or bounce off the sled and come up giggling, covered in snow. We brush the powdery snow off each other's woolen coats and clap our hands together to knock snow off our mittens. Occasionally, there are tears from one of us, but that quickly stops when someone yells, "Let's go again." The older kids have to drag the sleds back up the hill because I am too small. Trudging up that hill over and over again keeps us warm in the cold weather, so we continue sledding for hours. The snow falls from October through April, giving us plenty of chances for sledding. My name is Roisy, Rose Schwartz. I am 8 years old in the third grade. I like to tell stories. I was born on December 28, 1929, the fourth child in a family of six girls and two boys. Hayasura is Helen. She's 15. Yutka, Judy, is 13. Fischl, Philip, is 11. Petu is 5, Blimcho is 3, Faye is 2, and Meyer Bear is just a baby. Mama's name is Regina or Rivka, and Tata's name is Salomon or Shloime Zalman. Not all families have 8 kids, but many do. I know families that have 14 children, so our family is not too big. Mama says our family, with grandparents, cousins, aunts, and uncles, has more than 100 people. This makes Mama and Tata very proud. My family lives in Czechoslovakia, and we learned to speak Czech in school. Mama and Tata learned Hungarian in school when they were my age. After World War I, in 1918, the government changed from the Austro-Hungarian Empire to Democratic Czechoslovakia. Sometimes when the government changes, the official language does too. That is when our language changed from Hungarian to Czech. Since it is now 1937, it's been almost 20 years, and Tata says everyone is used to speaking Czech. My parents say the Czech government is good to us. Everyone has equal rights, and my family does all we can to be good citizens. Neighbors help each other and are always friendly. We speak Hungarian or Czech with our friends. Ukrainian is a similar language that is spoken by many, so we speak this also. And because we are Jewish, we speak Yiddish, the language of our faith, at home. My brother goes to Cheder, religious school for children, to learn Hebrew. Girls don't go to Cheder or learn Hebrew, and that is good with me. Speaking many languages is not unusual for my family and friends. One time I asked my father, "Tata, why do we speak so many languages?" He sat down with me to explain. He told me that we live beneath the Carpathian Mountains. This area has fertile land for our farm to grow vegetables. The giant forests supply us with wood for our fires. The rivers and streams are filled with fish. The orchards and vineyards give us fruit and wine. All these good things make our home a place where many different people want to live. Sometimes they fight over who is in charge. Hungarians live here and sometimes fight with the Ukrainians. Some Germans set up colonies here. Romanians, Turks, Slovaks, Czechs, and Gypsies also live here. Each brings their own faith and language, like our Yiddish. Tata says that this is why everyone speaks so many different languages here.